Hey, speaking, by the way, kind of your boyfriend, Rach, are you aware that on the chrismoyles.net...
No.
That in the message board, chrismoyles.net, by the way, is run by a guy called Chris, who's, well, used to be a fan of the show. We met him once, he didn't seem particularly interested in meeting us,
We met him in Birmingham, didn't we?
Yeah. And, morning, Chris. And he set this, kind of fan site up years ago, like 5 years ago, 6 years ago, something. Chrismoyles.net, it is. And on the message board is, now, I've got to be honest, I'll moan now, but just a bunch of geeks who send little messages to each other.
I would say hardcore fans of the show.
Yeah, but some of them are so hardcore, they don't actually have a good word to say about the show. All they do is slag it off.
Do you know
it's
how...
not as good as it used to be. Oh, this, that and the other, but they haven't rewritten any new jingles for a while, all that
it's
crap.
Because they love the show and want it to be perfect.
There's one person in particular who's just really negative, and I won't name them because...
Oh, show it to me, I'd love to see.
That one there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And now I won't name them because they'd love it.
Yeah.
Go on then, so what were you saying?
Okay, so the message board, the thread, I believe they're called now, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is Rachel's boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
Now, are you aware of this?
No.
Right, you won't like this, but because you've got to... Now, find it funny if you can.
It's not bad.
Right. There's a photo of all you lot from the Great North Run when you're all sitting in the pub the night before drinking Guinness and red wine.
It was isotonic sports beer.
Of course. Mally, he looks like a slightly chubbier, tanned Colin Murray, right?
What?
No, hang on.
What?
No, hang on.
What? No, he does not.
Release the hounds.
No, he does not.
Right.
Colin Murray.
It's one photo. Bear in mind, they've seen one photo. You've seen the guy naked. This is one one person seeing one
Colin
photo.
Murray.
No, not Colin Murray. All right. Anyway, so... So it looks like a slightly chubbier tanner version. And then someone says, he looks a bit like JK, actually. Some quality pictures on the mini site, blah, blah. And then it says, Greyhead's new missus looks half his age. That's because she is. Anyway, don't go there. The guy's having a midlife crisis, for God's sake. Going out with a girl half his age, become a vegetarian, he's running races. Seriously. As soon as she dumps him, the better we can have him back. Right, so then that's
morning,
that's,
Kate.
That's
and
a horrible thing to say.
It is a horrible,
by the way.
It is a horrible thing to say, but we do miss Will.
My funniest current Will story is still the fact that he told everyone he did the Great North in 2 hours 25 minutes, even though there's photo evidence of him coming through the line with the most enormous digital clock, saying 2 hours 40 above his head.
Great,
brilliant.
Then someone's gone, I thought Miles and Dave were just taking the mick when they said that he looks like Rui Costa, and they put a picture of Rui Costa underneath the picture of Mally. And it's actually, bar the little goatee beard, which Rui Costa doesn't have, it's quite uncanny.
It is.
It's him. I'm telling you.
Hey, so that's a compliment, though. Rui Costa's a good-looking man.
Someone else, then it says, I think he looks more like Dave Grohl, and then it says, now, here's the one. This is,
Are we really having this conversation?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
At peak time.
Because this is what you've got to hear, right? The funny thing is that you just know it's going nowhere.
Oh.
Right? It says one of the messages.
Right?
It's more of a trendy, let me get where I'm going relationship than anything else.
How rude.
Watch this space and tell me that Flame was right. Now, I may as well say it now.
It makes me laugh that these discussions are being had by people who are totally socially inadequate, who actually don't have any dealings with real people and do all their conversations on the net.
And now, they can tell all this from just one picture.
One picture, and I think it's fair to say as well, in you and Mally's defence, is that Flame, the person who writes this, is a bit of an arse.
And he's called Flame?
Hmm.
Well, Flame, you can flame off.
He or she, it could be a girl, I don't know. It could be a gay man. I don't know who he is.
To be fair, I'm not sure they posted this to be on National Radio 1.
Then someone says, why did you say that? Do you not believe in true love? And then someone's followed up with, he looks like Animal off Takeshi's Castle. Right? Or whatever it's called.
Again, probably a compliment.
And then just, this goes on for like 2 pages. And this is my favourite one. They do make a strange couple. Do you think he's with her because she's semi-famous? I love that. I love that. He's sitting in the pub with his mates going, I might go out with her, you know, because she's famous.
She's the one that says, call now for car park catchphrase. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
we don't have to park in any NCP throughout the length and breadth of the UK.
Oh, that's very, very amusing.
But it just goes on and on and on and on. I think find it very funny.
Don't worry about it, Rachel.
To put the record straight, my relationship is very nice, thank you very much. It's so only, Flame can go and sort himself out or herself
it's
out.
Only because they know that Sophie's only with me because I'm rich and famous. That's, you know, so they're thinking that everybody on the team
obviously
is the
Mally's
same
with
boat.
Me because I'm semi-famous.
Yep. And the only reason that Dave married Emma is because she said she was pregnant and then said no, she just had stomach cramps.
Don't worry about these dysfunctionals, close. Honestly.
So anyway, I can speak for Rachel, I'm sure, when I say that their relationship is fine. Everything is tickety and indeed boo.
And I will regularly update Moyles.net, you know,
Chris
just
Moyles.
In case. If we ever have an argument or anything, you know, I'll just let you know. But at the moment,
if you
it's very nice, thank you very
if
much.
If you want to join in, by the way, the discussion, go to www.chrismoyles.net. Go to the top bits.
Or bottom right.
What?
Bottom right, there's a like on there for the message board.
Oh, is there? Yeah. Go to General. Click on General, and then it's Rachel's boyfriend. It's been viewed, that message board, 911 times. So let's just see.
I'm going to reply with, she's found her Kermit.
Because you know he replies, he does.
Me?
Alad, actually,
yeah,
you...
Yeah, I've got a... Yeah, I type on there. I say hello, occasionally.
Yeah, but you're one of them, though, aren't you?
One of what?
You know, the people who
socially inept or something, wasn't it?
Well, the sort of people that like to communicate via websites.
Listen, we're all interacting
with
now.
Webcams.
It's not that kind of site, though, trust me.
It's really not.
It's really not that kind of site. Anyway, Rachel's boyfriend, chrismoyles.net. Have a look and join in the discussion that... It's like EastEnders. Everyone's talking about it.
Calm down, Rachel.
That's so funny.
You're entitled to their opinion.
Hey, wait till I see a picture of your girlfriend, Alad. No one will believe that relationship either.
Just because you're semi-famous.
Exactly.
Semi-something.
Almost 8:30. Get out of bed, please. You know we're talking about the chrismoyles.net, right? Just a minute ago, obviously, listening. And the person who made those horrible comments about Rachel's relationship is known on the message board as Flame, right? Flame off is the new phrase which Rachel's coined. But Longman has just texted me saying that apparently Flame turns off his radio every time that Longman's on because Flame hates Longman. And Longman said, I cried when I read that.
Oh.
Sad, isn't it?
Aww. Morning, Longman.
See, and
morning,
people Longman. People say that I'm a nasty piece of work and the hurt and destruction that this Flame character is causing.
Longman's a very sensitive fella, isn't he?
Very sensitive. You know? Still, he's also got a very successful business. He's on national radio a lot, and therefore gets laid. Flame, what have you got?
Not anymore, because he's in a
weird
serious relationship with a beautiful lady.
Well, yeah, obviously, that's what I meant.
Well, I could just have Dave's end.
Yeah, you could.
Whoa.
You
it, so
there you go. Hey. Right, move on then. ChrisMoyles.net, go to the message boards, go to General, go to Rachel's boyfriend, and join in the fun. I think they need some port, you know, some love for that relationship on there. Yeah. Any women who want to have a look at the site, if you'd have a go with Rachel's boyfriend, why don't you back Rachel by saying I'd have a go with him? No, because then that's a compliment to you, isn't it?
Is Mally listening, Rachel, you think?
He never listens.
No.
Is he egg?
Not up at this time.
She lies about what she does.
Colin and Edith's his breakfast show.
Mally thinks that Rachel works on a news agent. She's too embarrassed to tell him what she does. Anyway, right. Body Rock is coming up in a second. I bet you can't wait for that. It's just gone 8:33. Radio
1. Just gone 8:37 now.
I need Alad to come in. I'm registering Rachel as a message board user so she can reply back.
How'd you do that?
I'm kind of trying
I don't
now.
Want to interact with those geeks.
No,
thank you
sure.
very much. And can we just put the record straight? No, my boyfriend is not named after Aled's dog. It's just a coincidence. That's actually not his name.
I've done all that. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I've put that in and just none of
ignore
that.
Ignore that. Yeah. Ignore that.
Just any of them?
No.
All fine?
No, all good.
Yeah.
Yeah, done.
Okay, what, should we put a signature in for her?
No, she doesn't need one.
Really?
No, not at this point. We can add that later.
The real...
You're like a real IT person.
Mm.
How about that? The real Miss Piggy.
Interesting.
No, I won't do that.
Hiya.
That's hiya. It. Go with that. Hiya! But we'll type it like that, so okay. No one gets it.
Okay, fine.
There you go.
Hiya.
And then what? Submit that?
Submit that.
Okay, lovely. There you go. And now Rachel will be able to send abusive, you know, in your own leisure time.
Lay off!
Too busy to do that rubbish.
Okay. But you do this, don't you? You log on, don't you, Alad?
I do, yeah.
Yeah. Hello? Actually, we don't use cart machines anymore. We use a state-of-the-art digital payout system, which is devised in Germany by the company and the BBC.
Oh.
Really? Okay, that's interesting.
What's happened?
Is someone online?
There's many people online.
It was a geek fest.
Has it thrown up a problem?
There you go. How about that? Okay. Are you? I've got to go through all that again.
Let's do it.
I'll do this.
You do it for me.
Are you in as Rachel then, as it were?
No, because obviously, as with everything else. Sorry, I'm miles away. I'm losing the plot. I'm so excited over Rachel's boyfriend and their relationship being good. I don't know what the hell's going on. I need to move on and talk about something else. Radio 1. I'm gonna take this moment. So have we ruined that chrismoyles.net message board then now?
At the moment we have, yes. Although I'm sure some law and order will come in soon and they'll chuckle the newbies off.
The newbies?
That's what they're called.
Is it?
Yeah.
Newbies?
Really? Yeah. Everyone's signing up now thinking that we're reading them or something stupid, so.
Well, we've just been looking at them.
Oh, we are, actually.
I'm not going to read it anymore, though. Hello. Done now. Done.
Hello.
Move on.
My name is Alec. There you go.
Have you sent one in?
No.
Why don't you just finish it? Why don't you just log in and just go...
Shut up!
That'll do.
Okay.
How would you spell that?
I'll do it.
S-H-A-D.
Hang on.
W-U-P.
Six pages of Rachel's boyfriend now. Hang on. Reply.
It all over!
Shut up.
Just let the chrismoyles.net message board people just go back to their little lives. And all the new people, you just go away. The irony is, what happens is you get all these people on this message board thing on the internet. And then you've got new people coming in and going, you're a load of geeks. Actually, surely you're a geek if you've gone on to have a look.
Exactly.
If you do this regularly, then you're not a geek because you kind of, you regularly contribute and it makes sense, like watching, you know. But if you're just jumping in, especially whoever Flame Off is, they're the geek. They're the real geek, Alad.
I agree, like we do. There you go, done, sending it.
Lovely. All over, that's it, thank you. Anybody who texts after Alad's...
will get a slap.
Yeah.
From me.
Yeah, no, they won't. They'd like that.
Oh, failed sending. I think we crashed the site, Chris.
Oh, no, failed sending. Oh, Rachel. It's our time for the show. It's a bit of my day's going to say. Let's get ready to...